Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We've had a great visit with our good friend Bob Cuska. Celebrating his 8th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and president of the workplace productivity consulting firm Fusion Factor. His new book is called The Higher Ground. TheFusionFactor.com is his website. I hope you'll check that out and when you get a chance. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Wrap us up here. Tell us, give us your last thoughts on where you think we are whether the two forces come together, the people who are looking for jobs and the people who are looking for people to hire.
Okay. To make that successful, especially for the small business owner, Jim, you need to always be planning for it. And too often people are reactive. They wait till someone leaves. You have to look at your business and say, you know, my business is moving in this direction and I need social media skills, as you and I talked about, or I see this coming down the pike. So then you need to understand what does it take to do those jobs, and you need to plan and actively be looking for those people all the time. Now, I know I coach small business owners all the time, and they say, you know, I can't hire that one person because that hits my bottom line. But you need to be planning for it because that's what your competition is doing.
What do you think? I think you and I have talked about interns in the past. I like the idea of interns.
Oh, I use interns all the time. You know, gives you a chance to take a look at them. One thing I caution people, you know, there are those people out there that try to use unpaid internships, and you do have to be aware of the legality of that.
Well, before it was legal, before it became a law, I paid my interns minimum wage.
Good for you.
And here's why, Bob. 20 years ago, an intern didn't know anything.
Right.
Right, they come and they were gophers basically. They were just luckily wanted to be able to hang out where work was being done, so they could put it on the resume. Right.
When we bring
an intern in here, we put them to work.
Jim, when I was at Gillette, we ran an extensive intern and co-op program, and we gave them real work.
Yeah,
we've been doing that for a long time.
But I've always paid minimum wage. But the point I want to make about interns is even when we didn't need a person, we've used interns. And for one reason or another, every intern we've ever brought on, we hired them right out of college because we found a way to use them.
It's a great way to evaluate talent.
And even if we knew they were only going to be with us for a year, and some of them did, they moved on. We felt like we got something out of them, and I tell you something else, Bob. And I'm not, you know, we've all got our bottom lines to guard. But I like the idea that maybe I was the first person to get this person started on their career.
I do as well.
That makes me happy. And if that takes a little off my bottom line, you know, I tell these kids when I, you know, Bob, I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the upper end of the baby boomers, right? And I tell them, I say, you know what, folks, kids, you know, you're clearly not going to end your career with me.
No, but there's a lot of alumni of the Blasingame University out there, aren't there?
Well, I hope so. You know, I'd like to think that they look back like that. But anyway, back to what you were talking about. Go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Okay. So the point was always looking for talent. Have a process, Jim. You told me you just went through a process. You interviewed a bunch of people.
Yep.
Have multiple people interviewing and evaluating and talk your way through the process. Too many small business owners have one conversation and say, I like them, and they hire them. And that's not a good interview.
Yep. We've done that where we'd line up 4 or 5 people that we would weed down from 20 applicants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd interview 4 or 5 people. And the first one we loved, and you attempted to say, oh, call those other people back and tell them forget about it. And it turns out, or maybe the first one was somebody, an employee you recommended, and you thought, well, that's good enough for me, right?
Yep.
But you go ahead and finish the process, right? You finish the process, and in every single case, we didn't hire the one that we first thought we were going to hire.
And you know what? When you make a mistake, and sometimes we do, It's a very, very painful mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And not just in money, but in time and in lost opportunity.
Yeah. I say every job is as important as the biggest job in your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Okay, The Higher Ground. That's the new book, right, Bob?
The Higher Ground, yes. And you find get that on Amazon.
Amazon, okay. And then The Fusion Factor is the website. Bob Pesca, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, thanks again, and thanks for 8 great years.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be on. I hope to come on again.
We'll get you back real soon. Bob Cuska, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.